Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together. Good morning, Terry.
And on a Friday.
Yes, woo! Yes. And we got our good friend Paul Trobley joining us. We got all of us together now, huh, Paul?
Yes, that's right. The crew is together.
Yes, yes. How you doing, Paul? You got any good plans this weekend?
I'll be spending some time in air conditioning tomorrow.
Amen, brother. Yes, me too.
Yes. that's all you need. That's
and
it.
Sunday, like that's I'm it. Going into hermit mode.
Yeah. I might do that. I might do that tonight. I don't know. I might just go into hermit mode tonight and just to see how long I can stay there until I got to teach on Sunday. Paul, what is it? We've got some interesting temperatures over the next couple of days. If you look at the next week ahead, it's just up and it's weird. We got some weird temperatures coming.
Yeah, up and down here for us, and going to be certainly. Kind of on the edge of where the 90-degree plus temperatures are going to be pretty much on every day as you get in the southern parts of Wisconsin, but more in our area in the central part of the state, we're going to kind of seesaw a little bit back and forth as that boundary of the oppressive heat kind of builds north and then off to our south a little bit at times. So a little bit of that variance due to that. Otherwise, we do stay with 79 for the highest today, so we stay with some hazy sunshine and winds out of the southwest 5 to 10. 59 tonight, clear to partly cloudy. 90-degree high on Saturday with some sun, south winds 10 to 15. 68 on Saturday night. And then it looks like we are going to see highs still upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday. Looks like we'll still stay with the sunny skies to end the weekend. And then about mid-80s for highs as we get into Monday, probably mid-upper 80s Tuesday. Some indications of more 90-degree temps heading back our way Wednesday. Otherwise, pretty much just some sunny, dry weather sticking around through midweek with some of those bouts of 90-degree temps still going to be on and off here for us.
You can keep those.
Yeah.
Terry's still waiting for a winter jacket weather, to Paul. She's more excited about that.
You know, I do like these crispy mornings we've been having, though. You know, it was like 52 when I left home this morning, and I love that.
I'm with you. I love the light jacket weather.
Jeans and sweatshirt weather. Perfect.
I hear you guys. I'm with you. I love fall. It's
You're not with us. You're lying.
No, but these 90s he's talking about, I'm going to enjoy those while I can because I have been in this state long enough to know what it's like in a couple months.
And I will just wish them away. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I'll take them and you can go ahead and have the days coming up. You can have the Paul, we appreciate you so much. Have a great weekend, sir.
All right. Sounds good. You guys do.
Thank you, Paul. Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trobley, the Weather Center.
I think sometimes he's a little scared. Like, oh, what's coming?
I you know what? I actually think it's more Michael than it is.
Michael's definitely scared of us.
Paul, I don't know if he's scared. I think Paul sits back and like, oh, what is coming today? What do we got today? He's an improvist, though.
I love
him.
He's
great.
He's awesome.
He's best. Terry and I are going to get into a couple of fun things throughout the couple of hours we got with you. We have 5 steps to make a new habit stick. I want to get into that a little bit later. Entertainment news. We've got to get into what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend. I want to touch on that, along with a great couple of things we have lined up in our locally here on our own station. We're looking forward to talking about. A little bit later, Terry, I want to get into with you. Where is it here? Oh, what's something you're convinced people are pretending to like? We're going to get into that.
90 degrees.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's a good start. And you start thinking about it out there, 424-2600. We want you to interact with us. We want to hear from you, and that's in the case with all of our calls. As soon as we're live, you're welcome to call in, people, 424-2600. Otherwise, we're going to get into, of course, it's a busy Friday. We've gotten this hour alone. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Trying something a little bit different for today. And next week, we got something else lined up. But for the first couple of days of, first couple of weeks of the school year and that, I like to do TV game shows. I think it's a fun one. You know, I think of daytime TV with game shows, and I think of parents getting their TVs back during the daytime and things like this and stuff. I don't know. It's mostly, I think, of my
soap operas.
You know, that kind of thing. I wanted to do soap operas.
There's not many left.
There's not.
Although people may remember some of the ones that aren't on anymore. You know what I mean? Like, remember those. But
I feel like if I played the theme to General Hospital, most people would get it. I think. Maybe it's just because that's the one that I heard the most growing up.
I would be, okay. I might recognize like Guiding Light, like the Channel 7, the CBS shows. And of course, Young and the Restless.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's the one that I think most people would get. Yeah.
For sure.
But before all of that, Terry, I have some incredible, wonderful news for you, for me, for you out there. We're not old. We're not old, people.
Who said we were?
Somebody said it, and I heard them. They said something about it or whatever, and we've all been... Maybe it's not so much other people have said it to you. You've said it to yourself. Oh, God, I'm getting old. Or, oh, this is making me feel old. And this has been happening since you were about, like, 18. When you first bent down to tie your shoelaces in the morning, you're like, ah... Ooh, what was? Why did my back just? Did my back just hurt?
That doesn't happen when you're 18.
No, it doesn't. But there's this new. There's something interesting happening here where someone asked on social media, "Where are you? How do you know if you're old or not? What's something you're? I'm sorry. Where is this here? When do you become old? Kind of thing. That question was proposed and everything, and then that created this new Harris poll that asked 2,000 Americans, a pretty good number, 2,000, when you're officially old. And according to this poll, you're not officially old until you hit 80. That is considered old. That 76, 77, nope.
Fine with me.
Yep, I'm all right with this. People were also asked what old looked like when their grandparents were their age. Back then, we think 60 was considered old. One reason it doesn't seem so old anymore is seniors are acting younger. Most people agree that Americans 60 and up are more active than they used to be and more willing to try new things. Seniors are also more optimistic about their future. 71% say that the best days of their life are happening now or are still in front of them.
Well, and don't you think, too, I mean, people are living longer than they did. I mean, I'm not saying than 20 years ago, but then 100 years ago, people are living longer. So, and it's the whole, right?
Yeah.
50 is the new 40.
Exactly.
Like,
The first thing I thought of when I read this morning was my papa. My papa, my dad's dad, is in about 96. And I swear to you people, like, this man acts like he's in his 60s. He still bowls. He still does this. When I talk to him about things, it almost doesn't matter what the topic is. He has an opinion or a thought on it because he's read up on it. He's truly living. My papa at 60 and my papa right now, there's not a bunch of gigantic differences other than obviously a couple of health things here and there. He's such an example to me and my brother and the rest of my family when it comes to this stuff. But with papa, he brought this up. All this stuff I agree with, and even what you were saying I agree with too, but there's something that he told me a long time ago, that the society is including seniors in things more. That it used to be when he was young and when he was in his 30s or 40s or something, once you hit your retirement age, it was almost like society forgot about you.
Or like you were a separate, kind of a separate group.
Go to your retirement village and just stay there. And whether and by this, he's talking about commercials, he's talking about movies, TV shows, songs that are geared towards senior people. We're doing more of that. We're having more senior activities, more things that include them. And that goes a long way in society, because the moment you hit 65, society should not stop forgetting about you. You've got a long life to live and a lot to give to society.
So does he have a strategy like, you know, you hear like people in their 90s like, oh, I drink a beer every day or I take fish oil or does he have some kind of secret youth potion?
No drama. No drama.
So stress-free.
Stress-free.
Okay,
my
fair
papa,
enough.
He is the embodiment of what I want to be and what I want so badly in my life. Now, my papa is also smart enough to know that he married it into an Italian family. We are very drama-centric. We've got a lot going on. These are the people that can't tell you I love you without shouting it.
So he's the one with Hitman right next to him? Shut this up. Shut this down.
Quiet this down. now, he is the calm the kind of his wife, my Nana, was our matriarch. But I think for all these decades, all of us, we always gave Nana all this credit, and rightfully so. But Nana was as dramatic and as you know, all over the place as it could be. Papa's that calm. He was that yin to her yang. And now as she is gone and he has kind of taken over this role in some ways, I really think that he is the person that kind of, even if me and my cousins are fighting, even if my papa's nowhere in the conversation, nowhere around, we think about him and like, all right, we got to settle down. We don't want to anger papa. We don't want to upset pops.
He's going to whoop our butts from Georgia.
Man, in 96, that man still would, he could. My papa is one of the kinder people, but like my father, he has this sweet switch that if he's angry, it looks different on him. He looks like a completely different person almost. So, yeah,
okay, so mess with him. So we're talking about what is old. And I think, you know, 80, I don't know, that's fair, but I think maybe even there's 80-year-olds that are young, right? I mean, yeah. But think about when you were a kid, like when you were little, somebody who was old, and they were like old the whole time you knew them.
Yes.
Like they were old for your whole life.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I'm just like, I think that's kind of different, right?
Yes.
Than it is now.
Yeah, yeah. Funny, I thought of Steve Martin right away with that. Steve Martin has looked the same to me his whole life.
Yeah.
Right? I think too, in 424-2600, join the conversation, everybody. What is old to you? What is it? To me, I've never thought of what is old as age. I know, growing up, I knew people in their 20s that were ancient. That just didn't do much, that just didn't seem to me. If you want to talk young, old, that kind of thing, it's all about what are you doing? How do you spend your time? What activities are you doing? What kind of energy do you have? Do you bring to the day? You know, that kind of thing.
Don't you think the gift, though, of like youthfulness? So when you're in your late 20s late teens, early 20s, I mean, you think 30 is so far away.
Yes,
because
yes.
Time is so much slower for you.
Yeah.
You know, so now, you know, here I sit just shy of 50, and it's just like, when you said 80s old, I'm like, I don't really think so.
Nope.
You know, because before you know it, I'll be 60, right?
And I think that changes a lot too as we grow. Where when I just had a student the other day, she's 19, and she was talking about her father. Her father and her mother went through a divorce a couple years ago, and her father has not really started dating yet. And she's talking about him and saying how, well, I worry because I think he's going to be alone the rest of his life because I don't think he'll ever find anybody at this age. And she's talking about, I mean, he's 44 already. I'm 46. Like, wait a minute, hold up. Like, what are you doing, kid? And she's talking about like he's retired and he's gonna go off on like a little island or something.
But
like,
it does seem when you're that age, I mean, it just does.
It seems ancient. Yeah.
But I think that's just kind of a gift too, that time is so much slower when you're just figuring out your world.
As you get older, you realize that, oh, this isn't old, or oh, you know, Satchel Paige had it right. Age is just a state of mind. If you don't mind, it don't matter. Yeah, that's all it comes down to. That's an interesting topic. That's an interesting one. Again, we'll keep that going. But for now, we want your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. If you didn't already send it to us, get ready to call up 424-2600 and join Terry and I with some celebrating coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating. Thank you, Weird Al. Thank you for that, Weird Al.
I don't know the last time I had broccoli and beer, but, you know, I mean, maybe
it's an interesting combination.
Maybe for my birthday.
Weird Al could pull it off. It's time to do some celebrating with our friends at Misty's Menu, and we want to encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And, man, do we got a list today. Of course, on the week, on Fridays, we celebrate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I can't remember the last time we had a list this big, Terry.
Whoa.
This is awesome. I love this. Thank you so much, everybody, getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. info@wfhr.com or james.maliff@civicmedia.us. You can send it to any of our staff. Direct message us on Facebook. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries that way. And, of course, you can call up now until about 8:30-ish or so when we wrap up the segment. Call up 424-2600. We will add your name to the list. Let me see here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 5 possible qualifiers for today, Terry.
5.
Yeah, I like that. Give me a one. Oh, did you just pick five?
Yeah, I'm okay, taking five.
I thought you were just saying five.
I never get to say five.
Yeah, good idea. Good idea right there. All right, so that gives us that qualifier. And we have one person on Saturday, well, two to celebrate, but one person that can qualify. So, but then Sunday, I've got three. So, give
all
me
right, let's do two.
All right, that gives us a two there, and we can get to that. So, first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Rosie. Rosie Assenbrenner from Sciacta. Rosie grew up in Nacoosa. She worked in Wisconsin Rapids and lives in Birmingham, Alabama now.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I don't know. How am I saying that wrong?
Assenbrenner.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Tara. Nicely done. Let's take a look at this list. We want to wish a happy birthday to a friend of ours in this community, in this whole area, Krista Kuhn.
Happy birthday, Krista.
Krista has done some amazing work with the Chamber.
Absolutely.
I've enjoyed when we've... it's been a long time since she's been on the air with us, but she used to be quite a bit. And one of those people that was couldn't be nicer when I was getting really early in this job and interviewing people. Krista always didn't have to use kid gloves with me, but I know she did. I know she did. I appreciate that from her. And I hope you have a great day.
Better than boxing gloves.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, that's what I'm used to. I hope you're having a great birthday, Krista. We wish a happy birthday to Mary Sue Jinsky.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Enjoy your day. Kelly Ketchum, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Great name, Kelly. Kelly Ketchum, that's a great name. I hope you have a good birthday, Kel. Happy 61st anniversary to Dave and Diana Peterson.
Happy anniversary.
61. Man, that's impressive. That's beautiful, you guys.
That is cool.
60 is diamond. I thought it was diamond. Yeah.
I think they all should be. After 50, shouldn't they just all be diamond?
Yeah, well said. Well said. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Dave, Diana. Also, I love that. Dave and Diana. That's great. That's good. Enjoy your 61st, you two. And qualifiers for today, celebrating their 44th anniversary, Randy and BJ Herman.
Happy anniversary.
Hope you guys have a great one. Enjoy your 44th, you two. And moving on to Saturday, we wish a very happy birthday to our own head of production, my partner in sound, Seth Haphagger.
Oh, happy birthday, Seth.
Enjoy your day, Seth.
Is this super secret, or how old is he?
I know that Seth's in my ballpark, but I'm never... I know that we've talked about it before. I think he's a year or two younger than me.
You guys aren't like girls, don't have these conversations?
No, guys don't share emotions. What are you talking about? No.
It doesn't have to be emotional. How old are you, dude?
I know it's come up. I know it's come up. We've talked about it. Seth and I met during Baskerville. And we got talking right away, and I think pretty quickly early on, not to speak for him, but early on realized, oh, we share a brain. Him and I are quite
that
a bit alike. It's
very scary.
It is. Wait, especially for...
You share a brain, or you have...
We have a lot in common.
Similar brains.
We have similar brains. Yes, we have similar brains. We're a lot alike. We the first couple of days working together, we created a podcast that we wanted to do and stuff. And then I realized that Seth has an ear for sound that unlike I've ever heard, really. And we got talking, and his idea of wanting to be at the station here was something that we thought could make happen. Our previous owners, you know, two owners ago and stuff, were never going to hire anybody. But they told me they would, and I believed them. And I thought that they would. And Seth spent a year working at this station, not getting paid.
Dude, interning. I've been here for like 18 years.
Yeah. That's another topic. We'll talk. But I admire that. In this day and age, there's not a
absolutely.
Lot of people that would do that kind of thing. He put the time in. He invested in us, and we have invested in him, and he has come through multiple times. You hear Seth's work every day on this station. His fingerprints are all over this station with the commercials you hear, the shows that are podcasted, the titles that these shows get, the editing that he does.
Very talented.
Yeah. It's great. And all of those things pale in comparison to him as a human being. He is one of the most genuinely good people I've ever met. And not like phony good or Hallmark good. Like you could still tell, you know, have some jokes with him and everything. You can take a punch, all that. But still just the same guy in and out. When everything is chaos around here, he is the calm. He is that calm in that storm. Hey, he really is. Have a great birthday, sir.
Enjoy I still want to know Seth. How old you are, though. Happy birthday, Seth.
30. 30. I'm going to say 30.
No, he's older than 30.
Of course he is, but I like to go young. I like to go young.
Come on.
Wilbur Ott celebrating a birthday. He's our qualifier today.
Happy birthday, Wilbur.
Linda Garsky's father. And of course, Linda, we're big fans of Linda around here. Wishing her a great run with her newest play that she's got and an amazing cast that she has for Bly's Spirit. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org. Wilbur is a great man. I've gotten to meet Wilbur a number of times. Good guy. Very good guy. And also, like, had I never known that those two were related, I would have figured it out.
You think?
Yeah, I would have. love both of them. Wishing you a great day, sir. Enjoy your day, Wilbur. And looking into Sunday, we wish a very happy birthday to Pam's great niece. Happy 16th birthday to Lucy Fish.
Oh, happy birthday, Lucy.
Enjoy your day, Lucy. Hope it's a great one. Sweet 16. That is cool.
I hope your parents are signing for you and you're driving away in the car on Sunday.
Yeah, right on.
No
right
test,
on.
Man. Enjoy. You could just get signed off on.
Oh, that'd be a good feel. That'd
be cool. It is awesome.
Happy birthday. Did you get to do that?
No, not me, but my kids. Both my kids. We just were able to sign off on.
Cool. Happy birthday to Whitney Cronkite on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Whitney.
Whitney's awesome. Have a great birthday, Whitney. Enjoy your day. Happy 57th anniversary to Ray and Carol Jacob.
Happy anniversary. We've got some big ones.
Yeah. This seems like a time of year that a lot of people get married.
I would never get married right now because it could be 90.
Yes, of course. Yeah. did you have your wedding in Antarctica?
It was in September, though. I actually wanted October, much more fall. Yeah. But I couldn't get the venue that I wanted, and wasn't going to wait another year. So.
And I don't blame you. And 46th anniversary to Jerry and Sandy Klingforth. They are our qualifiers today.
Happy anniversary.
Hope you guys have a great one. Enjoy. And I love getting all these anniversaries, you guys. Keep them coming. Keep all these coming. We love it. Take a quick look at our celebrity list right now. Andy Samberg is 45 today. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Saturday Night Live alum. One of the guys that Adam Sandler kind of mentored in many ways. What a lot of people thought that Jimmy Fallon might be, Andy Samberg actually is.
Huh.
Like, he's very talented, very funny, great writer. One of the guys that I see his name attached to something and I get excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch this or I'll see this.
I have no clue who that is.
I don't blame you.
Maybe if I looked him up, I might recognize something.
Caitlin Olsen is 48. She is Sweet D on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Great actress and a great creative, too. She's a writer on that show as well, married to Mac on that show. Malcolm Jamal Warner is 53. You may not know that name, but you know Theo.
Oh, yeah.
Theo Huxtable.
I think anybody in our
in
our old age knows who that is.
And I felt like every time Theo was a knucklehead, I could relate to Theo. Like, he was the only person on that show that I could relate to, or anybody in my family probably could.
But he was a very mild knucklehead.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Edward Norton is 54. The Incredible Hulk, couple of other things that he has obviously been in. Edward Norton kind of gone away for a little bit there, but great actor. One of our guys from our generation, Christian Slater, is 54.
Do you remember Heathers?
Oh my God, yeah. I was a gigantic huge. I still am a big Christian Slater fan. I
like him too.
Pump Up the Volume was the one that I watched the most. It's interesting to be in radio now when the whole show was kind of about.
You know,
that.
On a lot of movies though in the 80s, I mean, he was like the ultimate bad boy, right?
He got in the niche. He's grown to be such an amazing actor, though. He was on a TV show, Mr. Robot, and his acting on that is some of the best I've ever seen in TV history, like, period. He's come a long way from Gleaming the Cube, and his stuff and everything.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I went deep for that one. That was Whoa. A deep cut. Big fan. I was a big fan of his. Happy 54th to Mr. Slater. I didn't even do my Christian Slater impression. I could have done that this whole time. It's actually used to be a Jack Nicholson impression, but because I didn't keep up on it, now it's kind of turned into a bit of a Christian Slater one.
It just defers to whoever.
Madeline Stowe is 65. She was on Revenge and a couple of other things.
I liked that show.
Yeah.
You probably never watched that.
No.
Nighttime,
but I heard good
things. TV drama. I don't know. It was good.
Dennis Leary is 66. Stand-up comedian, famous for, those Nike commercials and different things he did when we were kids and stuff. And great stand-up comedian. Good actor, too. Another guy who has kind of come around on his career, where he started out doing this kind of like bitter, angry kind of comedy, yelling at you kind of comedy. Started getting behind the camera a little bit, doing some writing and directing. Was a big show, Rescue Me. Was huge for a while there on FX. Was one of the early like successful shows on FX. He was in The Amazing Spider-Man and everything. But I think a lot of audiences out there, and it's interesting to me, a lot of kids out there know Dennis Leary as Diego, the saber-toothed tiger in Ice Age.
Yeah,
that's so funny to me that he has kind of had this, like, where his career has gone. It's interesting.
Those are good movies, though.
Oh, yeah.
The Ice Age movies, they're awesome.
Those are great. Perfectly cast movies. Those movies, every one of them, voice acting wise, great cast. Ray Romano as a Willie Mammoth is just, you're like right there. That's great.
And there's like, I don't know how many there are. Are there six Ice Age movies
something?
But all of them are good.
Are they?
Like,
okay, I haven't seen all of them, but I've heard that my dad and my nephews love them
like
and everything. John Leguizamo in there. It's my guy. I love
it. It is a good cast.
Martin Mull is 80. Leon on Roseanne, Colonel Mustard in Clue, one of the great character actors of all time, I think. Martin Mull, especially when we were kids, Terry. A lot of nostalgia today in this birthday anniversary.
Yeah, it is crazy.
He was around a lot back in the 80s. Martin Mull seemed to show up in a bunch of different stuff. One of the greatest actors of all time, Robert Redford, is 87 today.
Oh.
And still handsomer than Oliver.
I was just going to say, and he still looks the same.
Yeah, he does.
Okay,
he
does. So not old, right?
Yes.
How old did you say? 87?
87, and I would
so,
never...
100 must be the
it must be
must be the
must
new
be.
Old.
Three digits. That's what you need to be old nowadays. You got to get to three digits. Otherwise, I don't care if you're 99. You're still young.
Yeah.
One of the greatest actors of all time. Watch Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, The Sting. So many great performances. I encourage people to check out the movie Sneakers. It was one of the later movies he did with Sidney Poitier.
I actually saw that.
Oh yeah. Right
yeah.
On.
You're probably like, whoa.
Yeah, I am a little surprised, but I love that movie. It is one of the better eclectic movies with like cast wise. You got a young River Phoenix in there and some other great actors. He really gives a good. It's to see him and Sidney Poitier working together. When you see those two iconic actors working together, it's the same thing as when it's not the same, but it's similar to when you got to see Newman and him work together. I know most people feel like that. Oh, we got a good chunk with Butch Cassidy and The Sting. I wanted more. As a kid, I wanted those two to do more and more and more movies together. I don't care if I got burnt out from it. I would rather have that than only gotten a couple. They were so good together. It's interesting how you can't think of one without the other. And in their interviews, when they're talking about it, all they want to do is talk about the other. All they want to do is talk, you know, thank you. But Paul was the real actor. Or Paul Newman will say, no, Robert was the real actor.
Isn't that funny? Because, like, they're saying it, but then, you know, like, what's... I want to know what the inside joke is when they're not in front of people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, where's the ribbing? Like, absolutely. I'm going to get you this many times. I love that.
Yeah. Let's see here. Rosalynn Carter is 96 today, former First Lady and Miss Jimmy Carter. Yeah. She's still
gotta
doing
get
stuff.
To three digits.
Yeah. And people no longer with us. The when it comes to athletes in my house growing up, I would say Muhammad Ali, Walter Payton, probably the two biggest names. Right after that, Roberto Clemente. Roberto Clemente, born on this day in 1934, passed away in 1972. Original En Fuego major league player. When he first came to the league, people tried to call him Bob Clemente. He refused to let them do that.
Like, yeah, you're not changing my name.
Not changing my name. Roberto Clemente's last hit of his career, as it would turn out, was his 3,000th hit. He passed away on a plane. He died in a plane crash on the way to Nicaragua, his native country, that was earthquake stricken. He's just going there. And it was, I believe, Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, one or the other, going over there. But my pop, I could call him up on the phone right now, and he would give you every stat of Roberto Clemente's, and he would tell you about how he was the greatest right fielder of all time in this play that he talks about, he loves to talk about. I think it was in the World Series. There's a batter up, and Clemente turns his back and is facing the wall.
Getting ready to run?
Just facing the wall.
Not even looking.
Yeah,
okay.
Not even looking at the batter.
Right.
He has his back to the batter. And I believe this is on YouTube. You can look this up. And the fans are yelling at him, and what are you doing, and all this stuff. Batter hits the ball right in front of him. Ball rolls to him, and he throws the guy out at first base. And this is a World Series game. You know, this may be the greatest right-handed arm, or the most accurate right-handed arm of all time. Known for a hitter in these things, but it's his fielding that I always think about. And you would think I grew up watching the guy play. I've heard about him so much. I don't think that it's just because of his hitting, though. It was a lot about who he was as a person, that why he was so big in our house. And Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston was the other day. Patrick Swayze would have been celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, yeah. How can you not be a child of the 80s and not love Patrick Swayze?
Born in 1952, passed away in 2009. Way too young. Way too young. Patrick Swayze should still be working or doing whatever he'd like to be doing right now. And I thought of all the actors that made something of the 80s, when I think of 80s actors, I don't think of Tom Cruise. I don't think of a lot of those guys. I think of Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah.
Think of all the different versatile roles that he did. I'm not saying he was a thespian or anything like that, but the guy was able to do things like Dirty Dancing and still keep his street cred with guys and doing Roadhouse and stuff, you know?
But I don't know. I go right to Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. I think a lot of people do. And rightfully so. A quick look at Saturday birthdays. And I mean quick because there ain't a whole lot here. Matthew Perry is 54 tomorrow. There's one. John Stamos is 60 tomorrow.
Ooh.
Got another blast from the past there. And let's see. Yeah, that's about it. So then let's take a quick look at Sunday. And I'm seeing Amy Adams. Oh, Amy Adams. she's great. She is such a sweetheart. She is. She is the real deal, people. Amy Adams remembered me and my hair like 5-6 years after a read-through and kissed me on the cheek, and I will never forget it. Never.
Sorry, you got that green spot because you haven't washed it since?
Haven't washed it since. Never will. Never will. I will back that woman for life. She's a cool person. Just a cool person. And a great actor. Really good actor. And Robert Plant, 75 on Sunday, Led Zeppelin legend, a great writer, one of the greater voices of all time. If a banshee could sing, it would sound like Robert Plant. Like, it's something about his voice that is different than any other classic rock voice out there, ever. And can still belt and sing, but knows that he can't do certain things. So he doesn't, that's part of the reason you don't hear him doing certain Led Zeppelin songs.
Yeah, so then you don't do it, right?
Yeah, like, I respect that. I really do. also, quite amazing how where he is in his career now. He's a folk artist now. Him and Alison Krauss are touring right now together and everything. They've turned into this band together.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. A great second act for him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary today and all weekend long. Enjoy, celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Enjoy Melissa's news and stick around for the star of the day coming up right here at Locally Grown Radio. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a theme song from a famous game show. You go ahead and call up 424-2600. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, and you even get close to the answer, I'm going to be honest. You get close to it, we're going to give it to you. We're not trying to stump people. We're trying to get you some free Culver's.
Absolutely.
We got a value pack here, for a family pack here. Two adult meals, two kids meals. That is free Culver's. That is a meal you don't have to cover this weekend.
That sounds wonderful.
It really does. I got to get some Culver's in my life. I got to. It's been a little too
long. I have a lot of Culver's in my life, but there's always room for more.
Always. So let's go ahead, get rid of the call. 424-2600. Everybody, tell me what game show this is from. Ooh, I thought we'd get somebody right away with this one.
Me too. Maybe. Okay, I was gonna say maybe because it's not the original.
Yeah, I was gonna play the original, and I thought about it. Let's see. Let's see if we got ourselves somebody here. Good morning. What's your answer?
It's a Family Feud.
Yeah.
Yay! Nice job. Let's find some bells here.
There we go. Now it's official. Nicely done, sir. You haven't called up on one of these before, though, have you? It's been a while.
Yeah.
You knew that one right away, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially when you watch Sunday Night with Steve Harvey doing the Celebrity Family Feud.
Yes. Those are great. He has really, owned that gig. Like, I don't think since like Louis Anderson, I've seen somebody be better at kind of doing that. As far as like a comedian going in and doing it, not the obviously the original guy.
Not Richard Dawson. Yeah,
Richard Dawson is the king. Nobody's ever going to be as good as Richard Dawson was at that. But Steve Harvey's done a really good job. My dad even watches it. He doesn't watch game shows, but he watches it because of Steve Harvey. He thinks he's funny.
And he doesn't screw the names up either, usually.
No, he doesn't. No, he's pretty good at that part, too. We appreciate the call, sir, as always. You're familiar with where we are, correct?
Oh, yes.
All right. I'll have this up front with Pam. But thank you so much for calling and playing along, man.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
That was fun. That's a good one. We're going to keep doing these a couple. We've got, so Seth next Friday is sitting in with us, and him and I have got a unique one we're going to play. But after that, we're going to do some more game shows. We got some more kind of lined up and everything. We'll have some fun with this as we get ready for the school year. That's a fun way to kind of line into that. But Kevin, thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
I like the old Richard Dawson days because I think sometimes I like you watch those really old reruns and like some of their outfits and stuff. Yes. Like, I think that's just hilarious. But I love Steve Harvey because he's just so funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like he's standing up there just laughing at himself. And there's just something about that.
Steve Harvey, I think one of the things that doesn't get talked about with him is, one, he is so quick on his feet. Even in his 70s, he's still very sharp on his feet. But he is self-deprecating. He does this humor oftentimes where he makes fun of himself, especially you see his stand-up acts. And not a lot of comedians at his age or from his era do a lot of that comedy. And I think that's part of the reason why people, doesn't matter who you are, most people like Steve Harvey. They have an okay, he's pretty good about balancing that while also coming across very confident and strong-willed and everything, but still kind of makes fun of himself.
He's just funny.
He's good. I'm just surprised. Like, my dad, I'll come by, check in on him, and he's flipping through daytime TV or something, and there's Steve Harvey, and there's Steve Harvey. He's got a judge show. He's doing Family Feud.
He has another show.
Yeah, he's a judge on some show.
Seriously? Seriously.
How many judge shows are there out there? There are like 90
judge
shows.
Well, there's how many hoodlums are there? I mean,
fair point.
People would get their behavior in check. We probably wouldn't need so many judge shows.
All these darn celebrity judges. They got one with like three people up there judging. They got one with Steve Harvey. They got Judge Judy's okay, still doing her
but
thing.
But remember the best one, Judge Wapner.
Oh, nobody. Yep, the People's Court. The People's Court. Yep. The People's Court, it will always be king. Like, even Judge Judy says that. Even she says
that. But that was the first time we saw anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of audacious, right? Like, can you believe they would put that on TV?
The People's Court was a game.
And then the idiots that were on there.
There were some fools. My favorite part was the end. My favorite part was at the end when they would interview people. Well, he got that wrong.
When they had that little side reporter.
I always waited for, like, I was surprised fights didn't happen because they would interview the people as they were leaving the courthouse. It was always interesting. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour and have some fun on the morning show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Good morning and welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Little Nirvana to play us into the segment. It's 90s. 90s.
Not the 90s
you were looking
for. I'll take the 80s.
Okay. I'll stick with the 80s from now on. I'll stick with the 80s.
It's fine.
We got a good one here, Terry. Kind of. Maybe. Maybe this is a That Ain't Right story. Maybe it's a good story of the day. I think it's a little bit of a what story.
Can we go back to bumpers for 1 second?
You sure thing?
I was thinking, what if I got one of those really long pointer fingers? Would it actually work on the touch screen? Like, if I could get over to that screen, or because it's not like, would it actually work?
I think we got to try. I think we at least have to attempt it.
You know, like the kindergarten teacher pointer thing? Yes. I'm going to get one of those. Okay, all right.
We're definitely doing that. And as long as we're paused for a second, I did want to remind everybody, listen every Friday for our Star of the Day. We get to do this every Friday where we get to get some free Culvers in your life, and we can do that thanks to our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Get on over there, join them. They do some such great work in this community.
And they've been doing it for a really long time, so get on over and support them.
Appreciate our friends at Culvers. People used to regret the tattoo they got on spring break. Now it's going to be the tattoo they got at their cousin Chad's wedding.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Tattoo booths instead of a photo booth?
Tattoos
That's
are
not right.
Tattoos are the hot new party favor to offer at your wedding.
Come on.
People are hiring them as vendors so guests can get inked during the reception. The idea is that is to give people a permanent memento to remember your wedding by.
How about a can cooler?
How about a wedding that, how many weddings are you confident you go to that you're confident are going to last longer than that tattoo?
Why would you? Okay. If there was some, obviously they can't make you do it, but like if there was some expectation, right? So you find out there's going to be like a tattoo booth and it's your co-worker's kid or something.
Yeah,
like I'm passing on the wedding, like cards in the mail, not coming.
I think the last wedding I went to was my little brother's, which, you know, obviously means the world to me. I love being there. I have a lot of good memories of that wedding. I ain't getting no dang tattoo for my little brother.
Okay, you pick a spot on your body, and then you just have the date of every wedding you go to tattooed. Like, you just have this long list of dates.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's a big back piece. I like that.
Okay, this is That Ain't Right.
No.
If you had a different That Ain't Right picked out, it's gone.
I obviously, I'm sitting here with like 7 or 8 tattoos on me. I have nothing against tattoos, but every one of these have a meaning. They're not like, I didn't just walk into a tattoo shop and look at a Superman thing. Oh, I want that. You know, I think tattoos... I think they should mean something. I think that they should have a point to them. I don't think that, because everybody that I know that either got a tattoo redone or erased or something, it always was that thing where it was a spur of the moment, or they walked into a tattoo shop and just pointed at this.
Or
it
said Jenny.
Yes, that kind of thing. I am very against that. I would, if my mom and dad came to me and said, Jimmy, we want to get tattoos of each other's names. Don't do it. Don't do it. You guys have made it this long.
It's a death kiss, right?
I don't know about it. I'm not confident that it's a good idea.
So when you're at the wedding reception, okay, is there a maximum intoxication level when you can visit the booth?
Yes,
like,
that's important.
If you've had more than 6 beers, you can no longer get the tattoo because tomorrow you're going to be a little PO'd. And does grandma have to get one?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
This is wrong.
Okay, wait a minute. That did pull me over a little bit,
this
too.
This is
too
wrong.
I like the idea of seeing grandma sitting there getting a heart mom tattoo.
I don't.
If it is a good tattoo artist, they will not tattoo you if you have been drinking. It's going to thin your blood. So this doesn't seem like a very good combination either.
And, you know, you pictured grandma getting a heart on her arm. What happens when she's laying on the thing getting a tramp stamp? This is not a good fit.
And there's some other That Ain't Right parts of it, too. A wedding photographer in Kansas posted a video last week after a client hired a tattoo artist for the cocktail hour. They weren't free. You had to pay a set price of at least $60 to $100 for
That's
anything
even more
that
weird.
Doing. Some people think it's a cute idea. Others think it's weird, maybe unsanitary, and it would be awkward if none of your guests wanted one.
That's a good point.
That's a great point. Either way, most seem to agree doing it early in the reception is the way to go. Don't have tattoos available once everyone's drunk. Obviously, you couldn't do that. And,
okay.
What about the noise? What about the sound? Like the distraction? You know, I don't know.
It's totally... weird.
It seems like in a movie or a TV show, something like this might be an okay idea.
I mean, how about the old press-on tattoos, people? Some tattoos with your little wedding logo or your name or your date, and then a big old bucket of water and some washcloths, and people can just put them on wherever they want.
I get the idea of trying to do different things with weddings, and everybody wants their wedding to be unique and special, and I think that's great. But I
think it's kind of dumb. I like traditional weddings, honestly.
I don't begrudge that. But I understand that I don't understand what weddings mean to everybody. My ex-wife and I had no problem going to the courthouse, getting papers, and having a nice reception. We were happy to be married. We didn't care about the pomp and circumstance of it. We wanted that paper and those rings. That's, to me, I got no problem with it. Am I not a papa? We're married that way.
How does... what reflection having a tattoo artist does that have on your love or your bond? None.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, and if I'm being blunt, nowadays, people don't stay together like they used to. So you have a scenario where you're sitting there with your friend or whatever, and they're looking at this tattoo that has lasted longer than their marriage did. Like, that doesn't seem
good
either.
We need to invent erasable tattoos. I mean, I know that you can have them covered or have them removed, but I'm just saying, like, something that's... Maybe they fade.
Maybe.
You know, the ink stays for so long and then it fades out. Okay, that is just dumb.
Yeah, 424-2600. Would you do this? Do you think it's silly? Let us know. I'd love to know what you guys think of this one out there, because I think me and you, we pretty much given our opinion on this one. I'm not against tattoos or anything. It's just the right time, right place, and right state of mind.
Yeah.
It's permanent, people. Like, this should not be a spur-of-the-moment thing. This is something you should put some thought and energy into, and some, I think, some originality. I think that matters, too. I don't know. That ain't right. If you're going to get stuck by a needle, why not be a superhero and do it? The Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge is going strong. Come on. That wasn't a bad segue.
That was fabulous.
The Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge is going strong right now. We are calling on all heroes. We understand that there is a great shortage in our country. Going back to before the pandemic, when it came to blood donations. And the Red Cross came out with this earlier this month. The American Red Cross has seen a shortfall of about 25,000 blood donations in the first 2 months of summer, which makes it hard to keep hospital shelves stocked with life-saving blood products. We are calling on all able-bodied people, all people that are comfortable doing this, to donate. Be a hero. Donate. Help out strangers helping strangers. That is what our country is built on. You can do this, and we're encouraging you to take a selfie. Take that selfie, put it up on your social media with the hashtag CivicPints. Get yourself a chance to win some brewer tickets or state fair tickets or civic media gear. We're just trying to encourage you to do this and show you that we appreciate you doing this and being a part of this with us. We've had a lot of people doing this already. Big shout out to Earl, our civic media colleague and teammate, for coming up with this idea and for this company to back him on it. I love working for people like this, you know, that they are literally physically putting back into their communities.
It's a great idea. Get on board. Give blood today.
Yeah, there's a great opportunity going on today in Stevens Point at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. You go down Main Street, you can't miss it. They kicked it off at 8:30. That's right. 8:30. So it's been going on for a while.
There we go.
You got until 2:45 today. And if you can't do it today, tomorrow, same time, 8:30 to 2:45 at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, and you will have another opportunity coming up in here in Rapids on the 28th. So Monday, 2 Mondays from now, you'll be able to donate over at the former Eastern High School Music Room. We'll tell you more about that as we get closer to it. You can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood to find out more and to upload those selfies right there. Terry and I will be back with a bunch of fun stuff for you in the 9 o'clock hour right here on. Oh, I love the way Chuck says this.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.